Dear brothers and sisters, this first Sunday of Lent presents the drama of temptation. This is primarily what the first reading and the gospel was about. It's not so much about forbidden fruit in the case of the Genesis reading, but what place the God have in our lives. You may ask, is God jealous of us? Do we fully realize that our lives are a gift from God, and so we owe Him everything? How central He is to us. In the first reading, the devil deceived Adam and Eve by lying to them, saying that God wanted to deprive them of what could give them total happiness. Instead of trusting God and believing in Him, they believed the devil's lies. This then is the center of all temptation, not to believe God, not to trust God. To put ourselves at the center and decide without listening to God what we want to do with our lives. That is the choice we have. It's the same dynamic at work in the gospel. The devil tried to deceive Jesus. It's a temptation to take the wrong turning, to center on self instead on God. Jesus realized that he had greater powers and he could have used them to go on a big ego trip. If he had done what the devil wanted him to do, he could have had a huge following. The Jews were expecting a political messiah, one who could overthrow the Romans. If Jesus had used his power to turn stones into bread, or whatever else he wished, if he had jumped down from the temple, and if he received all the kingdoms and their splendor promised by the devil, imagine what power he could have had over the people. Thus the devil tries to seduce and deceive Jesus with an offer of immediate power, with a shortcut to success. Basically, he tempts Jesus to cheat on his humanity. He wants him to avoid living as fully as possible the human condition. It's what a call to instant gratification. But Jesus rejects all three temptations. His firm conviction is that, as a human being, one does not doubt God. Even if God's promises are not immediately present and fulfilled, our faith calls us to trust that God is on our side. This is the message of the temptations. God will do everything to help us in this life, because He is a Father who loves us passionately and unconditionally. He is not holding anything back from us. He gives us all He knows we need. He's not a jealous parent who does not want us to live a happy life. Of course not. God wants us to be truly happy, and He is saying that we cannot be happy apart from Him. Jesus is showing us the path to follow. Jesus is all for God. He never doubts God's design, His plan for our good, even in the midst of His own terrible suffering. This is basically what our faith and trust is about. It's a call us to believe God's promises. This is what we must cling to with the help of the Holy Spirit, especially in the times of crisis and pain. We may ask ourselves, is God with us? Indeed, He is. But are we with God? The good news is that despite our doubts and failure, Jesus knows our struggle to overcome temptation. He experienced them. In the letter to the Hebrews, we are told, "For it's not as if we had a high priest who was incapable of feeling our weaknesses with us, but we have one who has been tempted in every way that we are, though he is without sin. Let us be confident then in approaching the throne of grace. We shall have mercy from him and find grace when we are in need of help." Lord Jesus, help us to believe this and trust in our great desire to help us, especially when tempted.